My name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This is for Josefina Gonzalez, J-O-S-E-F-I-N-A, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Period. The presence of mesangial proliferative glomerulonephritis and antiviral therapy also play a role in this CKD. Kidney functions on recent labs reveal a BUN of 23 from 19, creatinine of 1.67 from 1.72, and a GFR of 34 from 31, period. There is insignificant amounts of non-selective proteinuria, which has consistently been improving from urine protein to creatinine ratio of 273 milligrams to 192 milligrams, period. There is also improvement in the selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 53 milligrams from 87 milligrams, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. Number two, proteinuria, as per number one, which has been consistently improving. Continue with the current regimen, period. Number three, HIV, stable on current antiviral regimen, period. She follows with Dr. Laxton, infectious disease specialist, period. Number, the next number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. With recent A1C of 5.7%, continue with the current regimen, period. Next line, mesangial proliferative glomerulonephritis, as per number one, confirmed on kidney biopsy completed on January 2019, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, with today's blood pressure reading of 118 over 78, period. She has lost 8 pounds since the last visit and weighs 178 pounds today with a BMI of 32, period. She is euvolemic, period. Continued decrease of sodium and overall fluid in the diet, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has improved, with triglyceride levels of 142 from 238, and the remaining lipid panel is within normal limits. Continue with current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.0, we emphasize the importance of decreased protein and purine-rich foods in the diet and provided written information on recommended diet, period, we will repeat the uric acid level. If it continues to increase, we may consider adding allopurinol or uric at the next visit, period. Hypercalcemia, we will repeat the calcium level and order ionized calcium, period, as well as MBD labs for further evaluation, period. However, we suspect this elevation of serum calcium of 10.4 is likely related to her intake of vitamin D3 supplements, period. We advise her to take the vitamin D3 1,000 units every other day instead of daily, period. Neuropathy, likely related to the diabetes, period. We advise her to use capsaicin, topical ointment, for nerve and muscle pain, period. She refuses any oral therapy with gabapentin, period. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup, period. And